Well, a lot of rain here in southern Minnesota as of late, a lot of rain in Iowa. Dustin Hoffman, farm broadcaster and supervising editor with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, joining us from, well, near Des Moines this morning. Dustin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. You said it's warm, and well, it's always warm in Des Moines. It's been warm since Pork Expo down there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I think we had one week's worth of days below 90 since Pork Expo. So it's been warm, and people down here are even kind of sick and tired of it.
Now, I saw some of your video and photos on social media. Boy, it's been hit by rain in northern and central Iowa, right?
Yeah, it has. Saturday night, it started raining about 7:30 or so. And by midnight, we had almost 14 inches of rain. And that's a lot of rain in a short amount of time here. Joe, you're familiar with the area where we live here. And we have a pond near our Hy-Vee store, and it overflowed its banks. It flooded into the McDonald's across the street. It was just a mess. There was cars floating down the street by our house. In fact, the street outside of our house was like a river. The water was just going over the curbs and going down the street so fast.
Were they anticipating that much rain, or was it pretty sudden, or was there a lot of folks surprised by what you guys saw?
A lot of people, we were expecting rain. It was in the forecast for the late afternoon, early evening. I mean, no one really heard anything about any flash flooding or anything until maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes into the rain event when the showers had started. All of a sudden, we started getting flash flood watches, and then all of a sudden, maybe 20 minutes later, it was flash flood warning. And, all of a sudden you saw the rain coming down sideways. It was just in sheets, and it escalated fast. I think the rain and shower itself, when you look at the radar picture, we had a few thunderstorm warnings, but it was nothing anything terrible. It's just a very large, very slow-moving system that was just dumping a lot of rain is what we were dealing with.
Now, in early June, coming back from World Pork Expo, I stopped in Mason City as well, and they got up to 5 inches of rain there in early June, and you could see a lot of ponding in the fields. And what are you hearing as far as crops and the impact there? Is a lot underwater, a lot being affected negatively too, or what?
As far as corn, you know, it's hard to tell because the corn, you know, you were only here a month ago and we were giving you grief about knee-high corn already, and we're tasseling. We have been for about a week and a half already. That's how fast we've caught up and probably gotten ahead of schedule. It's kind of hard to see where there are some fields near my home, and, you know, the flooding it's not good in some of the grassier areas and the oat fields, the wheat fields and stuff, but, you know, it drained quickly into the rivers. The rivers are swollen, no doubt about that. The Des Moines River is over its banks. But it drained out of here very quickly. Even the pond got back into its banks rather quickly on Sunday. But the corn seems to be, right now what they're dealing with more is watching for fungicide, fungus is starting to show up. Some brown leaf spotting going on because of all the rain. It's just it's a lot more things that they have to worry about because of just saturated ground and it's not drying out.
Dustin Hoffman joining us, supervising editor and farm broadcaster with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network here this morning. And you're in a unique situation because you recently moved from Redwood Falls, and now Redwood Falls, just here early in the week, they got a bunch of rain and rivers overflowing too. Are you hearing any feedback from your former home here in Minnesota?
Yes. Yesterday they got hammered. The famous Ramsey Falls in Redwood, they're only falling about half as far down because the Ramsey, the Redwood River is that swollen. I've seen some pictures there. I have a cousin over in Wabasso. She had 3 feet of water in her basement yesterday. You know, Walnut Grove, that area, roads are washing out. I know that's an area where Mike Landit is, president-elect of Minnesota State Cattlemen's. You know, I've been gone 3 months. I forgot who everybody is. But no, he showed some pictures where he's used to help with the volunteer fire department, and they had to block off almost the whole city because it was just water all over the place. Water washed out, railroad beds washed out. Down by Morton, where they have a big fireworks display and a big 4th of July celebration every year, they've had to cancel just about all of it, including the fireworks. I mean, roads are washed out. It's just, and they're down in the river valley by the Minnesota River, and it's just a very messy situation back there as well.
Mm-hmm. Dustin Hoffman joining us, a fellow farm broadcaster from Iowa, joining us here on CHASM Radio. And In our final 35 seconds here, Dustin, I know you're going to have the grill going. Anything on the grill today for the 4th?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing up some ribs. In fact, they're getting ready to get rubbed down here in a little bit, and then they're going to be going on either it's a late dinner or early supper. So don't know yet, but I got a friend of mine down here who's been wanting me to teach him my secret to smoking ribs. So I said, okay, you bring me the ribs, I'll teach you how to do it.
Well, you taught me your secrets on pork chops, so don't let them all out to everybody. So
no, I'm only letting one out here, one out there, and I'm not giving them to everybody. So there you go.
So I should have been sworn to secrecy, right?
Oh, just about, unless you're broadcasting it on the radio. I don't know. I think we're okay.
Yeah, I would have never have done that at all. No, I would never have.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Hoffman, we appreciate your time this morning. Have yourself an enjoyable day here. We'll keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Gil. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, sounds good. Dustin Hoffman, fellow farm broadcaster from Central Iowa near Des Moines. Hey, it's 7:30, some news and M&N.